Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you stayed out, hung out with me, too, because we got our good friend Janet Christie back on the show. Janet is the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, LLC, which is a consulting firm that helps women and minority business owners put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Get the kind of resources that they need. She helps them make sure that they have the maximum opportunity to be successful. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and she's our good friend, Janet Christie. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, that's Christie with a Y on the end if you're Googling her. Janet, years ago, I don't know how many, probably decades ago, I was talking to, I was being mentored by one of my mentors, and I remember he said to me, I don't know what happened. I think I was asking him about why a certain person we were doing business with had behaved the way he did. And he looked me in the eye and he said, Jim, never forget this. Desperate men do desperate things. Now, that has been one of the handiest pieces of advice that I've ever gotten in my life that has helped me to, and I've used it on myself more than I've used it on other people. It's been very helpful to observe other people, you know, either being desperate or about to be desperate. It's also helped me not to be desperate myself. What do you think?
It is very sage advice, because if you don't see your own desperation, you'll take some desperate steps that probably won't pay off. And you won't see that other people are doing strange things because they're desperate. So.
But here's the challenge, though, it seems to me, Janet, and you know, as my audience knows, and I suspect you're in the same situation, there's not too many ugly things that have happened that can happen to a small business owner that I haven't had happen to me. I've seen just about all of it. It's either happened to me, or I've been in the whirlwind with someone else when it happened, and there's plenty of fear in small business. And some of it is justified, and some of it qualifies for being valid things to be fearful of. So you're never going to be away from fear in small business. You have to learn how to leverage it. But how do you make sure that you manage fear without being desperate?
I think you have to start to look at things with probably that piece of advice that person gave you, kind of as a mirror or a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't see that somebody's doing something because they're desperate, or that you're reacting because you're desperate or afraid, then you won't be as wise about it. And these are the times when those who prey on people and their emotions to sell things,
mm-hmm.
services and networking opportunities,
get-rich-quick plans.
Yeah, and organizations that are going to get you in front of the right people. And
yeah.
Those people come out of the woodwork at this time because
yep.
they know. And, you know, what's so sad, you and I have talked about this many times, is you've got to know, you've got to do your marketing research, you've got to know your client and how to sell to them and get in front of them. Well, these people that are selling these get-rich-quick things and surefire opportunities, they've already done their marketing research,
mm-hmm.
and you're their target.
Right. And if you're not, they know it quickly, and they move on.
Oh, yes.
And so, it's sort of like someone told me once, if you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet. If you don't know which one at the table is the mullet, you're the mullet.
That's probably true. If you don't know who's making a fool of themselves, it may be you.
Yeah, it is you. And so, some of these people, they already know who the mullet is, and your job is to not be the mullet, right?
Right. And I'm not talking about, you know, the banker from Nigeria or the real estate agent
right.
from the Bahamas. It's the people
you mean those aren't real?
Wouldn't we love for them to be?
Oh, yeah.
But
I actually had someone say to me one time, I actually had a person, a business owner, a person that I thought was kind of intelligent, actually told me about this email that she'd gotten and that she was following up on it. And it was a Nigerian thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I helped her. It wasn't too late, but it was getting close to being too late.
That's a whole new definition of naive.
Yeah. Well, there's another word for that, but that I won't use. But anyway, the thing that when you say these days, what do you mean by these days? Tell us why you think desperation is a little more potentially prevalent now than other days.
Well, I've always thought in business or anything else in life that the biggest fears are those of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think small business owners right now are afraid of things that are going on. The economy slowed down. Gas prices are going up again. And,
yeah,
you know, the things that are real. But because everybody's talking about that and everybody's so unsure, I think the fear of the unknown, how bad is it going to get and how bad is it going to get for my business, is fueling more of the desperation and the desperate acts than if people would step back a little bit and arm themselves with knowledge. And that, I mean, doing research to find out why your customers aren't buying. You know, is it because they've disappeared or because their customers have disappeared?
Right.
And then, you know, develop a plan to get around that hurdle or over that hump. Because if you have a plan, it's not as easy for these people who are preying on you to get you off that plan. They can't make you take action in something that doesn't make sense. Social media is great, but
it's just a tool.
Yeah, it's not the end all.
Yeah.
Nothing is ever the end all. You've
yeah.
got to manage it. Now, if you're just looking for friends, it's great, but if you're trying to drive behavior, you can't drive behavior if you don't have a plan.
Right.
And if you're fearful, you'll be desperate, and you'll forget your plan if you even had one.
Well, the thing about fear can be a motivator or it can be an immobilizer. It can either lock you up and make you desperate, or it can be something that motivates you to doing something positive. And as you were saying, you've got to learn how to manage it. And I actually wrote an article about this a while back, and I talked about fear as a motivator and an immobilizer. And you mentioned some of the fear-fighting tools that I've been talking about, and that's one of them is knowledge. The other one is preparation. You talked about all those things. Very important information, ladies and gentlemen, from our good friend Janet Christie. She and I will be right back. More after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's that little band from Texas. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks very much for going there, for hanging out there, using our stuff. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions and get answers. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And coming up next month is our 10th anniversary of, not well, 10th anniversary of the newsletter, but also it's our 12th anniversary of our show. That's right. So we're looking forward to that. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And if you want to find me on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, Janet Christie mentioned social media a minute ago. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame, so check that out too. Janet Christie is our guest. She is the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Her business is called Leverage and Development, LLC, and that's Leverage. Is that leverageanddevelopment.com?
Yes.
So check that out, folks. Tell us what we'll find there, Janet.
Well, I usually publish some articles that are about small business, marketing, research, some of its opinions, some of its definitions. So it's all based on being out there and helping small businesses, so it's reality-based stuff.
How are women doing these days in the marketplace and as business owners?
It depends on their type of business, And so often women go into businesses that are comfortable for them or socially acceptable for them.
Right. A lot of retail.
Yeah, and a lot of marketing, fair amount of event planning and catering and things like
personal
that.
Personal services, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Primarily services or retail. But those, and they're doing fair. A lot of them are dropping by the wayside or they're merging with other people.
Yeah.
But the ones that are trying to do things in construction, believe it or not, they're still doing well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the money that's out there for construction was appropriated or set aside for certain projects way before the economy started to take a dive.
Right. But as people are trying, they've lost their job and they're trying to start a business, or they had a business and the economy softened, that's when the desperation potential happens, doesn't it?
It does, and that's when, you know, they start to read those articles about make those phone calls to those 800 numbers that talk about work-at-home businesses. Now, I've noticed that several states and local government entities and SBDCs are having events that are about franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably a pretty good idea.
Yep.
Because they're, you know, if it's an established franchise, now, not if it's one of those, you know, address labels to 3,000 people and make
lots
of money.
No, anything that's being done by SCORE or SBDCs or Small Business Development Centers or Women Business Centers or your local colleges, continuing education, any of those kinds of programs, you're going to get some legitimate information there.
Yes, and those franchises that they would bring to the table are probably legitimate things that really are a business. They're not just a way to take your money to start a business.
Right.
But it does take money to start businesses.
Another thing that happens, though, is sometimes when people can't find a job, they turn to small business out of desperation. They turn not to any particular kind of small business, but just to only starting a small business out of desperation. And that's not, you know, that may sound strange coming from me, Janet, but I think you'll agree with me, that's a desperate move sometimes for some people, because this is not for everybody.
True. It is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, if you're not, you got to be pretty tough.
And true, there are some great businesses that have been born at times like this, but those people, you know, probably did the research and they figured out what they were good at but not only what they were good at, but would it make money? Because just because you can sew or just because you know,
like to cook.
Yeah. Or taking care of your yard doesn't mean
I love people, so therefore I must be, you know, good at something. Yeah, it's these are things that you got, and this is why, Janet, you and I mean, how many times have you and I talked on the show to people about, you know, back before the economy got like this? I'm sure you and I said, okay, folks, now's the time, if you want to be a business owner, now's the time to get started doing your homework. Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you're desperate to start looking into being a business owner.
Because you'll be so, your thinking will be cloudy, and you'll be in such a hurry that they'll cut the wrong corners.
What is your advice? I got about a minute left, Janet. What is your advice to people right now if they want to start a business? What do you recommend?
Look around and see where there are gaps. What do people need or want? Whether it's a, you know, a service or a product, or, you know, making a product or selling a product. What is missing in your area, or who is talking about having money to spend?
Mm-hmm. And it could be a niche of a niche, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's the beauty about this, about the American economy is so stratified that you can, I mean, there are a lot of people getting rich serving niches of niches.
The other one important thing I would say is that don't confuse should with could or will, because just because people should buy something or do something does not mean they will.
Right. Yeah. Getting inside the head of a consumer is a scary place sometimes, isn't it?
Yes.
Give us that website again, Janet.
It's www.leverageanddevelopment.com.
A wise woman and a great American. Thanks, Janet, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
The book is called Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and you can find that at her website and wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back after these messages. We got a lot of good stuff coming up straight ahead.
Yesterday, I would not have believed that tomorrow the sun would...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.